Feel the stillness around you. Identify with it. Empathize with the stillness. It can be learned, like the way fans identify and empathize with the outcome of their favorite sports teams during a match or game, or the way we feel when our loved ones experience happiness or sadness. So too, we can empathize and identify with the stillness all around. Perhaps you pick an object in your surroundings, or the floor, seat, or cushion on which you rest. Perceive the world, perceive your life from this stillness. Perceive your agitation, perceive your boredom, perceive your curiosity, whatever it is that makes you feel separate from the stillness, become aware of it from the stillness. Are these forces really so powerful? They can take you away from your want or desire to feel still and at peace? Or is it you that is so powerful, allowing yourself to be carried away? Perceive the strength of your own stillness, that you do not have to act in this moment. You may have thoughts, you may have feelings, inclinations, but you do not have to react or respond. Perceive your stillness like a steady tree. Then feel the breath quietly rippling in the body like a breeze through the still power of an oak tree's leaves. Receptive, alive, but undisturbed. Let the breath gently rustle the body. Inhale and exhale. Think of the oak tree, strong and steady. Rainstorms, heavy winds, they are witnessed, they are perceived. But the oak tree endures in a quiet solitude, even when rustled, even when shaken. Thoughts could be like rainstorms. Your consciousness is the oak tree. Recognize your consciousness is very still, regardless of any rustling leaves, heavy winds, or falling rain. give yourself time to adjust to this idea, to give it value and validation. Does it feel true to you that your consciousness has a wealth and well of stillness behind it, within it, and through it? Perceiving your life outward from this still consciousness, we find disturbances. But that does not make us who we are. Just like the fans of the football team are not the football team. Perhaps your consciousness is not the disturbances of the mind, the stresses, the highs and lows of your life. It can be good to be a fan of your life, but it is not required. It is good to be a fan of your own life rather than someone else's. But this is not always the case. Perhaps it is just a misidentification. That the hometown team is in fact the best team to watch. Identify as your stillness, the still consciousness, and perceive your life around you. Watch it. Dissipate the details. It can be hard. You want the home team to win. But it doesn't have to be hard. Recognize the still consciousness is watching the life without any effort on your part. Your ears can hear, your eyes can see, your body can feel, your mind can think. You are the still consciousness gluing it all together. In this meditation, realize and remember you are the fan watching, not the player. Realize you were born into the perfect hometown. See that you are watching the greatest spectacle. Feel the joy of the grand spectator. A fan observing the wealth of your life. To breathe, to see, to hear, to think, to sit and be still. Feel the value in the stillness of your consciousness. Breathe a sigh of respect to the stillness of your consciousness. As you step back into your day, stay with the stillness of your consciousness as long as you can, as you feel the tug back to being the player, away from being the spectator. Remember, with your own power, your own choice and intention, you can come back anytime. Thank you.